In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's consumerist society, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas, we often miss the very crucial point, which is Christ, who is God, left his home in paradise and became for us the babe in the manger. This is a very critical point. The God of the whole universe, who was seated in glory, who had angels at his beck and call, left heaven. The one who had never known pain, who had never lacked for anything, the one who was perfectly powerful in all things, the one who possessed all the knowledge that we will ever have or could ever imagine, left his throne and became a helpless baby. He was dependent upon Mary and Joseph to give him food. He was dependent on them to give him clothing and shelter and protection. We often think of Jesus as a man who could tap into being God anytime he wanted. But this wasn't really the case. When he became man, he entered into the human condition and for a time put his divinity aside. It's remarkable that in the scripture today, he says, no man knows the day and the hour. Only the Father, not the Son, nor the angels, but only the Father. This tells us that even though he was God, and he could tap into his divinity, he never did. He lived his life. Scripture also tells us that he learned obedience. He became like us, giving up for a time all that he had possessed before. It is in this framework of understanding the great gift that we have received in Christ as we prepare ourselves for Christmas. We acknowledge that God has become one of us, that God has given Jesus Christ, his Son, to the world for its salvation. This was the gift of God himself. And so with this magnanimity of God in mind, we prepare to celebrate the feast of Christmas, the nativity of our Lord. Thus, Advent is for us a time of preparation. Preparation to prepare ourselves to welcome the Christ child by celebrating his birth. At the same time, we understand that Christ was born 2,000 years ago. And so Advent for us has a double meaning. Not only do we prepare to celebrate Christ's coming as a baby 2,000 years ago, but this Advent is also a time to look forward to when he will come again in glory. For this very reason, the church proposes for us today the readings that we have just read. Christ is telling us he will come again. He will come again this time in glory. So what does his return look like? We are told that before he returns, there will be signs. In Palestine, there is one particular tree that sheds its leaves each year. All the other trees remain green, but one tree only, because of the mild weather, sheds its leaves, and that is the fig tree. And so our Lord uses that as an example, and he says, when the fig tree puts forth its buds and begins to produce leaves, we know that summer is near. So too, there will be signs when my return is near. Just as a babe, when he came to Joseph and Mary, there were signs. There was the Star of Bethlehem that led the Magi to find him. So too, in his return, there will be signs. One sign that Scripture tells us is earthquakes. Another is war. Another is perplexity of nations. Indeed, brothers and sisters, in the past 10 years, the number of earthquakes has skyrocketed worldwide. The Ring of Fire, as they call it, around the Pacific Ocean, is alive with earthquakes on a daily basis. Just this week, we witnessed a huge earthquake in Russia, 7.4, and it caused great destruction. A number of years ago, we had another great earthquake in Fukushima, Japan, and it caused great damage to a nuclear facility, and to this day, radioactive waste pours into the Pacific Ocean because of that earthquake. And even our Yellowstone area has become active again with activity that hasn't been seen in hundreds of years. In this past century, the 1900s, there were more wars and more deaths from war than in any other century. In the history of the world, there's simply never been any greater perplexity among nations as now exist, as our leaders try to determine the best way to provide for the people and to preserve the peace. Indeed, the signs are all around us. Recently, a red heifer was born in Israel, and it was proclaimed by the Sanhedrin to be a red heifer that would be acceptable for the consecration of the Third Temple. This is the first red heifer in hundreds and hundreds of years that has been found acceptable. And just weeks ago, the Sanhedrin dedicated the altar, the new altar for the Third Temple, with a public sacrifice that was made. I think it's safe to say that in our lifetimes, we will see the reconstruction of the Third Temple in Jerusalem. What do these signs mean? We know we do not know the day and hour, but we have many signs pointing to the fact that the labor pains have begun. It could be tomorrow. It could be another 100 years. We do not know. But in the most simplest of terms, brothers and sisters, all of these things taken together mean that we must be prepared. We must be ready when that day comes and we look up and we see our Lord coming in glory on the clouds. And when that moment arrives, what will we be doing? Will we be working diligently at our jobs? Will we be spending time with our family and friends? Will we be praying? Will we be studying Scripture? Or will we be inebriated? Will we be engaged in illicit activity? What will we be doing when our Lord returns? Our Lord tells us that two will be in the field, one will be taken and the other one left. Two will be grinding at the wheel. One will be taken and the other left. In this way, we know that it's more than just doing our jobs. We know that our hearts must be in the right place. And so as we come to this end of Advent, we must examine our hearts. Do our hearts reflect love? Do our hearts reflect patience? Do our hearts reflect generosity? Or do our hearts reflect lust or greed, or hatred, or bitterness, or anger. Indeed, our work must be done. The work of our hands must continue. But that isn't all that we must do to prepare. We must prepare our hearts by acquiring the virtues that our Lord teaches us in the Beatitudes, and also by purging from our hearts each and every vice that would sway us away from our Lord. Brothers and sisters, as we conclude this season of Advent, may God enlighten our hearts that we may see in every dark corner those things which would separate us from Him. And may we acquire in patience and humility those virtues to which He calls us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.